Hi, this is Mark Ross, biologist educator at Creamer's Field. Let's take a summer walk deeper into the refuge. It's July 1st. Fledgling birds are all around. Oh, it's a clear sky. It's going to be a hot one, perhaps in the upper 80s. Now, fledgling birds are all around. Chicks have fledged and flying. What about cranes? Sandhill cranes. The refuge probably has a few nests. I'm gonna walk into the interior of the refuge and see if I can find a crane family. I'm in the wooded area now, headed west. Hopefully I'll avoid the thick mosquito swarms. Tussock shrub habitat. That's a good nesting spot for the cranes. North, beyond the standing water, and see what's out there. Oh, I heard the quack of a mother duck. Brood of mallards out here, I'm sure. Mallards will nest in the woods at the margin of these wetlands because their ducklings can easily walk through the woods to access the water. Well, she's got them. There she is. I see her now. There she is. I see her, but not her young. Oop. A whit call, an alarm call of a thrush. And there's the ducklings in tow. I see at least one. Well, I'm gonna move on north to tussock shrub. Wow, the mosquitoes were just dense. I'm in the shrub habitat now. And here's the sound that you'll often hear in tussock shrub habitat. I heard an orange-crowned warbler. There are no mosquitoes. This is a hot, dry place. I'm in the shade of a little tamarack. Little tamarack growing out here. Oh, a sound that lets one know they're in a shrubby habitat. Orange-crowned warbler. Haven't heard that many of them this year. The trill that ascends or descends at the end. I'm calling, and here comes the little warbler. Here he is. He's coming in, chipping. I see that white line above his eye. Whoa! Came straight at me. And there he is. Let's see if he'll sing. Oh yeah, I got him to sing. Wow, he came to within 10 feet of me. Straight on. Okay, I'll continue on and leave them to their daily chores. Probably feeding nestlings. Okay, listeners, you should be aware that I doubt I'm going to find the cranes, but there might be some other interesting things out here. Ooh, there goes a lemon yellow sulfur butterfly. Ooh, it's a big one too, and he's moving down the grass. Oh my gosh, that sounds like a golden crown kinglet. Could it be? Well, these are relatively large black spruces. Maybe a golden crown kinglet is attracted to this. Let's see. Golden crown kinglets are relative newcomers to this part of the valley, only detectable in noticeable numbers for the last 5 or 7 years. Well, that bird is hidden. That was the high-pitched call, the very high, faint trill of a golden crown kinglet. Here comes something. Oh, went right by. There it is again. Hear that? Oh, there it was. Ah, there's an airplane going by, though. Did you hear it? Well, I didn't see the golden crown kinglets on this excursion, but you can see my sketches of kinglets at kuac.org.